Memorial Day weekend means remembering America's war dead, cookouts, and a big push to sell you a new mattress.
Hurry into Sam's Club for Serta's Memorial Day Mattress Hot Buy.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Mattress Firm.
It also means thousands of old mattresses are being retired throughout the country to a landfill. And it's a growing problem in Mecklenburg County. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
If you're lucky after that new mattress arrives, the company that sold it to you will cart away the old one. But what happens to it then? Jeff Smithberger is Mecklenburg County's Director of Solid Waste Management.
Nobody ever thinks about the end life of mattresses. There are a few states that have product stewardship responsibility requirements where the people that sell mattresses have to help you get rid of those mattresses. But that doesn't occur here in the South.
So mattresses pile up at landfills and bulky waste sites, says Smithberger.
We get about 500 mattresses a week. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but you start to multiply that times how many months there are in a year. And we suddenly wind up with a whole lot of mattresses.
He says they can get 700 or more after holiday sales weekends like this one. And overall, the number of discarded mattresses is rising. Part of that is population growth, but sales are up even faster. About 30 million mattresses were sold last year in the U.S., up about 5.4% from the year before. Smithberger says he thinks that's because they don't last as long as they used to. Whatever the reason, the mattresses keep coming, many to county drop-off centers like the North Mecklenburg Recycling Center in Huntersville. Mattresses and box springs are piled up on a 20-foot mountain of old carpets, furniture, and other unwanted items. Derek Harris is in charge.
Usually we have a walk-in floor trailer. It's a 18-wheeler, and we would line the bottom of the trailer with the mattresses.
Mattresses used to get trucked from here to a landfill, but lately Mecklenburg County has been tossing them into an industrial grinder at the Foxhole Waste Site in South Charlotte at the South Carolina line. Smithberger says he's working with a consultant to find buyers for all the foam, wood, and metal coils that come out of them.
We grind it up and try to pull out the metal by magnets, try to find homes for the foam, and we're now looking at trying to find some areas that could use the wood products that come out of it.
If it works out, that should help Smithberger sleep just a little bit easier. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.